Welcome back to Would You Gaming. A little bit over a month ago, Digimon Survive was finally released after going through development hell and seeming like it took forever to come out and little information being trickle-fed to us over the course of time up until release. I wanted to discuss the release and the state of the game after finished it a couple weeks ago, but I've just now got the opportunity to sit down and actually record this to give my thoughts on that. Newsflash, it is a phenomenal title in my opinion. A good game that could have been great if given a little bit more polish and if it was communicated a little bit more thoroughly what the game was actually about to the target audience. But first, before we dive too deep into this thing, if you're new here to Would You Gaming, give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We're trying to grow our presence there, closing in on 1,000 on Instagram, 1,500 at this time on TikTok, and we're just under 500 on YouTube. So help us grow the brand a little bit more and get a little bit more name recognition out of it. We would appreciate that if you let your friends know about us. If you haven't followed us already, go ahead and do so. But let's dive right into things. So when I grew up, when I would come home from school every day, I would watch a couple different animes. I would, of course, watch Dragon Ball Z, Gundam, Sailor Moon, Yu Yu Hakusho, which I'm surprised we haven't seen a continuation of that or there's not a modern way to watch that at this time. Don't get me started on that. Such a beloved franchise that is stuck in the 90s. And, of course, Digimon. So you can imagine my excitement when we were first told about Digimon Survive. I was very excited at the first announcement of it, and it would be a couple years before we would finally get our hands on it. And the final product turned out to be something completely different than what I and many actually expected of the title. As a fan of the series, I couldn't wait for an opportunity to command my favorite Digimon in a turn-based strategy game, so I thought that would be interesting. The launch of the game itself was nothing short of a catastrophe. I couldn't find a physical copy for the Switch anywhere. Still to this day, I don't think you can walk into Walmart and find a copy of the Switch version, or any version for that matter. The PS4 copy was available on launch at GameStop, but as of late, I've leaned toward the Nintendo Switch because there is most of the data on the cartridge. And that just tends to hold up more in value, so if I'm looking down the road to offload that or I need some money, I could always sell something like that, especially so if it goes up in price, and I'm not going to return to that title. I wanted a Switch copy, though. Anything multi-platform, like I said, I've gone toward the Switch at this point. And you add to the fact of this that there were two different editions that were released. There's the month one edition, which is, if you basically pre-ordered it, you got DLC, you got Gilmon in the game. It was a code that came in the box. I don't think it was on the cart or anything along those lines. And then you had the standard edition. Now, if you purchased within the first month digitally, you had access to this DLC by those means. So that's what I ended up doing. I ended up buying a digital copy for the Nintendo Switch. I'll likely double dip on this and eventually get a physical copy if I see a price drop or if I see a good deal on it or anything, or if I'm able to build up enough credit card points to just buy it off Amazon. Because I have seen the standard edition available on Amazon for the Switch, and I have since seen it where you could order it through GameStop that way. But it was just a shame you couldn't walk into the store on the first day. It's like Bandai Namco and the developers didn't have faith in the game. Since it is a visual novel, I can see why it might be a little bit more niche and limited in copies, but I don't see a point in not providing adequate number of copies, at least some additional ones. And Bandai Namco is bad about DLC. There, I think it was a Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta, Baby Vegeta, in the original Xenoverse that was unavailable if you did not pre-order the game or get like a month one edition. I'm hopeful that one day they will sell Gilmon as an additional DLC because it is a cool mon. And there is no other way to get it in the game other than by DLC means. The game itself is a visual novel first and foremost, with some turn-based strategy sprinkled in. If you're not into reading, this title is definitely not going to be for you at all. The turn-based strategy gameplay doesn't come up for at least an hour or two into the game. And once you get a bit further into the game, you unlock free actions and you can free battle to your heart's content. The game, as indicated by the title, is a survival horror game, where if you choose the wrong options, you will very likely lose a character forever. In the first playthrough, you are guaranteed to lose at least two of the main characters, which originally I did not like, but I understand it. It adds some longevity to the title, forcing you to play through at least once more if you want to see the ending where everyone survives. The story is much more mature than previous Digimon titles, with the first half of the game being spent just trying to stay alive as you go from one bad situation to another. The story, without getting into spoilers, sees a group of teenagers transported to another world and encountering, of course, Digimon. Then you must navigate the story in an attempt to return to your own world. You spend majority of the time checking different locations for items and events, just speaking to the main character, or just speaking to main characters to progress the story along. Now, I say it is a much darker, more mature title than any Pokemon title that you will ever see. Digimon has always been kind of dark. Even in the anime, the main characters oftentimes were at risk of dying. They suffered with many different things, mental illnesses. And season 2, one of the main guys lacked confidence and was taken advantage of by Arukinimon, and he was one of the Digidestined. So it was very dark there. He abused his own partner Digimon and the Digimon around him. So there are some darker undertones that have always been a part of Digimon that Pokemon does not explore as much. You start with a partner Digimon, Agumon. Main characters all have their own partners as well. They're branching evolutions based on the choices you make. There are moral, wrath, and what was it? It's harmony. There are three branching trees. And depending on that, your Digimon as well as your teammate's partner Digimon will digivolve differently. You gain the ability to recruit Digimon in free battle, and though it doesn't seem like all Digimon available, there are quite a few, and many of them have branching digivolutions as well. The recruitment is very similar to Persona series, if you're familiar with that. The opposing monster says something, and based on their personality, you have to choose one of three options. And there is a bar that you must fill up. There are six spaces. Based on the answer, you can fill one or two, or you can lose bars if you answer in a way that is not something they would like. So you need at least three of the six bars required or filled in order to ask them to join you. Even when you ask them to join you, it can fail. You're given a percentage down below that, sometimes as low as 30%. So what I found myself doing is saving before encounters if it's a rare Digimon that I really wanted. I wanted to have the Greymon line for Agumon, but I messed that up with the first evolution being Tyranumon because I went the Harmony route. I figured that was the route to go for Greymon, but apparently it was not. Fortunately, you can correct this by choosing other options throughout. So even if you start on a path of the Wrath path, you can change back to the Harmony if you so choose. And that's good to see. I did ultimately get Metal Greymon, War Greymon, and finally Omegamon, which was formerly Omnimon in the West, but they've since changed that back in 2017. Digivolving for anyone aside from your partner Digimon is handled very differently. You need specific items to try to help you achieve the Champion, Mega, and Ultimate forms. And there's specific slates that you get for different battles, or they can be found in chest in random battles as you go out and fight other Digimon. They're very limited. They can be farmed. I did find it hard to get enough to evolve all my rookies, but I had no shortage of slabs to evolve my champions and megas by the time it was said and done. The partners for your fellow teammates level up based on specific events and evolve during different time frames, but you have to increase your affinity with those other characters. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention. If you digivolve those monsters that you capture outside that are not your partner, your teammates' partners, or your partner, they stay digivolved throughout. But if you go into battle with your partners, they revert back to their rookie form at the end of every turn. And when you go about a battle, each turn that your partners are digivolved, it requires that a certain amount of SP is taken away. SP is used to fuel the special moves you would use. You could, of course, just use basic attacks as well. And similar to games where you increase affinity with characters, you spend time with specific people in order to raise their affinity. Based on the affinity, the other character's partners will help out during battle if placed in close proximity. They can help out by attacking with you, boosting attack, or raising HP and SP. Being a fan of the Phoenix Wright series, another visual novel, I knew this game was going to be for me, and I did enjoy it. You will likely need to be a fan of the Digimon franchise to get the most enjoyment out of this title, and okay with visual novels at the least. I still have to do an additional playthrough to save everyone and get everybody's partner's final Digivolution. This time around, I will be skipping most of the dialogue as I've been through it, and as I've already been through this in an attempt to try to speed through the game a second time. Except in the cases where there are the two characters that I mentioned who died off, I will try to see what their story entails with that new dialogue. The game starts out very slow, but it picks up later on. You'll be free battling and exploring after a couple of hours. I wish the animations were a bit more detailed, but you can't complain about the quality of the game on any level, to be honest. There are some typos and outright errors in the game. I did notice at one point they called Palmon Biomon, and I was not happy about the launch or having to double dip due to Bandai's lack of faith in this title, but it is what it is, I suppose. I do hope at some point in the future we get something that is much more akin to Triangle Strategy or Final Fantasy Tactics, because I would like to see a game that focuses a little bit more heavily on the aspects of the game, the turn-based strategy aspects. I am a big fan of those types of titles, and I just know that it could be a lot of fun. I don't see any reason we couldn't have a title that told the story in that way or with cutscenes and had it in that way. I just feel like it would work. If you can do this with a visual novel, you can do it with a turn-based strategy game like Triangle Strategy. Tell the story in that way. It might be a bit more animating they mean to do, and I understand that they did spend 2 years on this game before it was determined they needed to take a different approach. So it did go through development hell, as I stated, and I can't necessarily hold that against the developers unless they didn't stay within the scope of the project or they were trying too much. But we do have to remember that during the development of this, it was the whole issue with COVID where we were all working at home. And I know in Japan in particular, work from home is quite difficult. Japan is not the most well-connected country in the world, despite it being a fraction of the size of the U.S. Certain parts of the U.S. are more well-connected than it. The game is mostly reading. There is full voice acting in Japanese for certain cutscenes in certain areas, but it is all in Japanese. There is no English dub to that, and I feel like if there was an English dub, it might alleviate some of the slog that was a lot of the reading to this game. I had a great time with Digimon Survive, and I will be eventually returning to it when I get through some of the games I'm working on now. I'm trying to work through The Witcher 3, never beat that. I'm playing on Monster Hunter Rise, trying to beat the Seething Bozzlegeist. And I'm also shuffling in Cult of the Lamb, a cute little title that I recently picked up that is of great interest to me. It's a fun, interesting, wonky title. Digimon Survive, though, is up there. If I had to rate it anything, I would probably rate it like a 7 or 8 out of 10. Because it was a good game, but I feel like they could have done a bit more and explored it a little bit more, maybe fleshed out a little bit more, clear up the typos and errors they had in there. It feels like it was maybe rushed out the door at the last minute because it had been developed for so long and they had to try to recoup some of the money that they had in this title. You have to remember this game was first announced, I think, in 2019. It's about 4-year development time there. This 3 years and change for them to get this out the door. So it did take them a bit of time to get it out. And I am happy overall with the story. It gave some closure. It gave a new introduction to the Digimon world and a new means of people actually being transported there. Because throughout the whole game, they're called Kinigami. They're basically spirits or monsters that their ancestors had seen near this particular shrine. And when we finally get to the end, that is one of the main characters actually names them and says, "I've decided to call them Digimon." And basically you're trying to stop their world from disappearing and to stop the real world from being destroyed by the digital world. It can be difficult at times. I did experience some difficulty spikes in some of the battles that just seemed like an uphill slog, but you can adjust the difficulty at the beginning of almost every battle. I didn't see any change in the gameplay out of this other than the enemies might hit a little bit harder. I don't think you get extra XP or anything along those lines for doing this. It's just if you want more of a challenge, you can do that. Or if you're finding it a little bit more difficult in the beginning, I played on normal for the most of the time. I did try it on hard once or twice for one or two battles, but I switched back to normal. But if, like I said, if you're finding it difficult even on normal, you can switch it to the normal setting. There is no penalty to you for doing this. You can do that, make it a little bit easier. And as I stated, you do have the ability to recruit a lot of these Digimon that you might be more familiar with that might be a bit more nostalgic to you. I do wish that we would have had the inclusion of Season 2 Digimon like Vemon, Armadillomon, and Hawkmon, as well as having some of the armored Digivolutions. I hope that we get some turn-based strategy game around the Digimon set franchise with a much more comprehensive list of Digimon in it, because this has over a Digimon, 100 Digimon in it, but it does clearly omit some of the Digimon roster. As a fan of the franchise, I had a good time with it. It's much different than Hacker's Memory Cyber Sleuth. Much different game, much different gameplay. You're going to spend the majority of your time reading and exploring, as I stated. If you're not into that sort of thing, don't go near this game. The game got review bombed on Metacritic, of course, because it wasn't clearly indicated before the game released too much what it was all about. We spent a lot of time for this game to be developed, for us to just be in the dark waiting to get news about it. And then right around launch, they started to give press information out, say, hey, you know, it's a visual novel. I was thankfully able to watch a little bit of gameplay on YouTube. Some people got some early copies, so I was checking that out, but I knew immediately that I was going to pick it up. Visual novel or not, I am a fan of the franchise. I'm a fan of the characters, the Digivolution, and just the whole universe therein. I will say that $60 for a price tag for this may be a bit much for some people. And honestly, the reason I did not pre-order it and guarantee I had a physical Switch copy is because I wanted to be able to walk into Walmart. I was hoping I'd be able to stroll in there on day one, get a copy of that, and be able to get out of there for $10 cheaper than normal, as I usually do get by with Walmart's cheaper price. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, and I had to pay for not planning ahead. Hopefully, you didn't wind up in the same camp. Have you played Digimon Survive? If so, are you a fan of the franchise? Is it something that stuck out to you, or do you wish they would have gone a different way other than the visual novel route? Because I know many people probably do, and they probably don't want to spend the whole time there reading. They may think that that's a bit boring. I know I've got a friend, he can't stand, he skips dialogue for days, so this would not be for him. That's why I say if you're not into reading a story or storytelling, it definitely will not be for you. But thank you if you're tuning in for the first time. We appreciate you checking us out here. Hope you enjoyed this experience. If you've been here since the beginning, I thank you all for the support, trying to grow this a bit more. Sorry it took so long to get another episode out this month. I do try my best to squeeze some out there, and I'm going to try my best to going forward to get more out, but only time will tell if that will be able to happen. Thank you again, and enjoy.